Rāpaki exists because of whakaraupo. It's kaimona. That's why there was a community established here. I mean, there were really rich marine resources in the harbour. That's changed over the years. I mean, even in my lifetime, I've noticed the difference. We don't catch as many fish as we used to. The shellfish aren't in the same volumes as previous. And there are all sorts of reasons for that. Which is why, for instance, we are involved with the Littleton Harbour Issues Group, which is a group that's been meeting, it must have been 4 or 5 years now. Each of the communities around the harbour meet to discuss the concerns we have about the harbour, and we're doing all sorts of scientific stuff on sedimentation and discharges to the harbour and things like that. So that's really important to Rāpaki. That's been the distinguishing feature that, you know, when Manuhiri came here, the standard thing was to provide kaimona, you know, mussels or flounders, or the distinctive fish is pioki, dried rig. So and originally there were various settlements around the harbour, and people from Rāpaki used to go over to the island for several weeks or further out the harbour and so on, but it's all come back to Rāpaki now. In terms of whakapapa, we're sort of between whānau and hapū further out on the peninsula and those on the plains, so that a number of us whakapapa both ways, to Ahiriri, for instance, or I have a cousin living up at Tuhui, for instance, and my uncle used to live there, used to have land over at Wairewa. That's pretty typical of whānau at Rāpaki, that our linkages both ways there. Mm. Rāpaki Marae because it's close to Christchurch, there'll often be hui here, which involve all the Hauramaka, all the peninsula, Runanga, and those out on the plains. So we're sort of at a central point, but we're not in the city. It's a traditional marae in that sense. And that's a role for Rāpaki to play.
Yeah.
But it has been and continues to be essentially a residential community. There have been various attempts to have some sort of commercial activity, little stores and so on, but they don't usually last very long. So it's residential and cultural. And I frankly think it will continue that way for the foreseeable future.
Mm.